At first look, the S. Bright Center, commonly called the Bridge Gallery, isn't very notable. The grassy field next to the Purdue Airport has a wide gravel path cutting through its middle, with slabs of concrete dotting the field. On top of the slabs are pieces of steel, dozens of feet long, most of them a few feet off the ground, elevated by concrete blocks. And as S. Bright Center director Robert Connor points out, these pieces of steel, parts of decommissioned or collapsed bridges, have been collected from across the country.
This bridge is from Lansing County, Michigan.
This was donated by CSX Railroad.
So this is from a bridge that was over I-65 on the east side of Indianapolis.
The Bridge Gallery is Robert's brainchild. Its purpose is to educate and train bridge inspectors and to improve the practice of inspecting.
And it isn't then to just throw up our hands and say, well, we're no good, or this inspector is no good. That isn't what it's about. It's to train them better. So once we know what we're not maybe good at, now I can develop targeted training that might simply mean you need a magnifying glass and this kind of flashlight, and here's how you hold it. And oh, gee, our detection goes way up, right? But we don't have that data to know that that's the kind of training we need to develop.
Robert leads the tour to the part of the gallery he seems most excited about.
So this is our probability of detection study bridge, or POD.
The structure is 30 feet high and 80 feet long. Purdue engineers manufactured the whole thing, down to creating cracks and defects for inspectors to discover.
That simulates about 400 or 500 feet of real bridge. And what we've done is taken all the details that we worry about, kind of accordioned them in. The boring stuff we threw away, right? And we brought all this together.
And inspectors come to measure their abilities.
And that allows us to say, well, this type of crack has this probability it would be found. Maybe more importantly, this crack has this probability of being missed.
Several states, with Indiana as the lead, contribute to this research by sending inspectors to be tested. And Robert credits those states for being what he calls brave enough to ask the question, what are we missing?
We want to make sure that when we send people out and they come back and say there are no cracks or there's 10 cracks, what level of confidence do we have in that?
Having confidence in those inspections is important to people like Patrick Connor, no relation to Robert Connor, who runs the Bridge Gallery. Patrick Connor works with transportation departments in Indiana's counties, cities, and towns. Essentially, if local communities want to know which roads and bridges need the most work, they ask people like Patrick. Here, he explains a measure called structural deficiency.
It doesn't mean it's unsafe, it just means that it is in poor condition. So like the deck could be in poor condition, or maybe a portion of that deck is in poor condition, but the rest of the bridge may be in good condition.
He conducts this work as the research manager of Indiana LTAP, the Local Technical Assistance Program. And part of that technical assistance is the Statewide Bridge Sufficiency Report. This report from inspectors at the state and local level, including many trained through the Bridge Gallery, contains measures that include structural deficiency. About 10% of Indiana's roughly 13,000 county bridges are rated structurally deficient. About 5% of the 6,100 state bridges are structurally deficient. Patrick stresses, though, that it's not LTAP's role to say Indiana's infrastructure is bad or good.
But we are here to say, here is the condition of our roads, here is the condition of our bridges. Now let the legislators and the counties be able to say, well, this doesn't meet what we want for our county or for our state.
This summer and fall, the State Infrastructure Task Force will develop a recommendation for the General Assembly's next session. It's a months-long process, incorporating, in part, the data that Robert Connor and Patrick Connor, no relation, are involved in producing through training and analysis. Data that could ultimately help determine the future of Indiana's roads and bridges. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.